and have his say. Yeah, I miss Ray on a daily basis, Larry. I really do. He and I talked about anything and everything, and from amateur radio to gardening, or anywhere in between you want to go, I guess. I miss the times sitting around the fireplace up there outside the fire pit, and have a fire out there to warm your toes and your fingers, and drinking a cup of coffee and listening to the net. And oh gosh, I don't know how many nights I've spent up there doing just that, and enjoying the conversation and the fellowship and all that went with him. He is missed, no doubt about it. Of course, there's others on here. I don't remember if you remember Jim in 4RQM. He used to talk about stuff like his chicken tractor and when he would go on vacation or something like that. And they never stayed in a hotel or a motel. They always stayed in a tent. Do you remember that?
And I'm glad you brought it up, though, because he sounds like quite a fella. Chicken tractor. You'll have to explain that one to me. I think I understand what you're saying, but I could be way off base. But anyhow, it's beholden to people like you and people like me who have known people, other people like those gentlemen, to keep their memory alive. That's only going to happen if we speak of them from time to time. I don't know. I couldn't speak about Ray Allison until I couldn't speak of him harshly. I couldn't criticize him. I just admired everything about that man. And for new folks, Ray Allison was one of the original members of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society who got this repeater going, and he was the center of things, president of the club many times over, and just quite a gentleman. I have known few people in my life like that I know I want to remember till my last hour. I want to remember those people. Ray was one. Donna's father was another. He was a ham, too. KC4MFK, before Donna got the call, that was her father's call sign. And I admired him also. He was one, he could have you laughing in 2 seconds, He just had that he had a way. He had a delivery, just like, a stand-up comic. And you know people like that, who could get you on the good side of the world. No matter how you were feeling when you walked into the room, he would light it up. And he would show you what's good about things. Or he would talk about it anyway. Yeah, those folks are blessings that we can't forget. We should never forget. And because it was planting time, and you two talked about your garden so much, and I spent some time with Ray, but I came along late. I didn't know him for decades. I just knew him for years. Well, here we are, 10 minutes past 10. Gracious me, the time can fly. Well, so I won't hold you any longer. I respect your time and everybody else who might be still listening. But just, I feel privileged to be here and to talk to as many people as might be listening right now. Don't want to force myself on anybody. So hang around only as long as it's interesting conversation. But if you're still listening, I'm talking with one of the, according to my wife, one of the real gentlemen in the world. KI4DOS. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, Gary. But it must come to an end sometime. You have yourself a good night. I think there's another pretty day coming tomorrow. Tell me, before you leave, tell me when you plan to plant. Boy, there's a twister. KK4JBQ.
West and the Blue Ridge to meter net. Well, Larry, first let me back up a little bit. A chicken tractor. Jim built a portable walk-around thing. He didn't want his chickens to free range, you know, just running all over here, everywhere. So he put them in a little pen that he had some wheels on one side, and he could pick it up and roll it around his yard. So the chickens fertilized the yard and ate the bugs and all that sort of stuff. I think he even had a couple of nesting boxes in it where he could, you know, they could get up in there and roost and, you know, at nighttime. And he didn't keep them in it all the time, but yeah, he moved it around. So it was a portable chicken coop, and they called it a chicken tractor. But he was a fine gentleman, and he was fun to listen to, and I could sit here and name off several that were just a real hoot. You live over towards Greer. You haven't been in this area that long, but Wade Hampton Boulevard, you know, Highway 29 over there. When it was first four-laned and all that, they had two sets of bridges up there. Where Westford Road comes in, from 291, it comes in over there. They call that the double bridges. And there's several folks, Tommy, WB4UUQ, they used to race out there on that road, and they'd race from the double bridges back one way or the other, or race to the double bridges. And that's what the people called them. Well, we're getting into some old memories now, but I'll tell you all about that sometime when we can sit down face to face. But it was just a real privilege to know all these older hams that I've known that have gone on. And my father-in-law was one as well, WB4YUO. His name was George Dickert, and his son, George Dickert, it was George Hubert who was my father-in-law, and George Earl was my brother-in-law, and he was a ham as well. He was KD4JDW. So I've been around hams for, gosh, I don't know how many years. My father-in-law tried to get me to get my license when I got out of the military in 1974, and I didn't want to do it. And 30 years later, I got my license, and he was real proud of me. So there you go. But anyway, Larry, enjoyed talking with you this evening. I had a wonderful time, and look forward to doing it again. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and keep up the good work on the digitizing, and you'll get all that done eventually. Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. For comments, or is there anyone else who would like to make a comment, call KI4DOS. Wrap it up this evening. Had a really, really good net. Enjoyed all the fine folks that checked in with me tonight. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close it out. Grand total of 57 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. They checked in with me. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS,